Phoneboy Speaks, episode 873, USB Kill. The concept of a kill switch is nothing new, activists and criminals are coming up with ways to use them for modern devices. And again, the idea being that if the switch is thrown, then whatever device is being protected by that switch will become inaccessible or broken or whatever, and or something shuts off. And in this case, computers are a source of large amounts of data, really, and now of course they tend to get confiscated when the police want to do something, and there's been a lot of concern in the InfoSec community about using, say, even on your mobile devices, using a fingerprint scanner. In fact, there's a lot of laws at least in the United States, that suggest that the police can compel you to give your fingerprint, but they can't compel you to give a password, which is good reason why maybe you shouldn't use fingerprints to start up a device or something, because likewise, you probably want to have some way to throw the kill switch right when something bad happens. I wish I had something like this on my phone, but there is something like this on a computer now. It's called USB Kill, and the idea is that there's a USB device that's plugged into your computer, and maybe you have a string tied to your wrist or something, and when the USB device is removed, then the computer shuts down. Or it's actually just a script. It could probably do all kinds of things, and in fact, it could even just start like wiping the drive if you're really paranoid. Of course, if you're going that approach, probably the best thing to do is to make sure that your machine has is using full disk encryption and a password, which since that's something in your mind, and you, at least in the United States, you cannot be compelled to give a password, whereas you could be, where you can, as you can be compelled to give up your fingerprints or a physical key, then that's where the line is right now, at least. And so this is so if you're really concerned about somebody getting the contents of your computer, maybe this is something to look at. I haven't tried it myself. I don't know how effective it is, but yet another tool in the arsenal to maintain your privacy in a digital age. I'd love to see something like this on a mobile phone, but for some reason, I'm guessing that we won't see something like this on a mobile phone anytime soon. It's a neat idea, and maybe the cyberpunks or whatever will use it. I'm not necessarily sure that I will use something like this, but I could see something like this being popular among a certain group of people, maybe not my thing, but hey. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.